We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jordana here. David at the helm. Paul on vacation, being a tourist in his own state, showing friends around that are here for the Penn State game. Let's go check the Twitter, because we need to check our Twitter poll, because we took some predictions from people earlier this week, and now we have put them in a poll on Twitter, and we have to see who's winning. I told Mike Max in the last segment that he was losing. I'm pretty sure he still officially is losing, just in the poll. Remember, these are just predictions. Nobody can predict the future, not even Paul with the weather. So here's what they had to say this week. Here's Paul's prediction.
24-21 Penn State, but it's going to come right down to the wire.
Here is Corey's prediction.
I'm going to go 31-30 Gophers.
Here is Nadine's prediction.
So it's going to be Gophers 21-17.
Here is Mike Max's prediction.
I like the Gophers in this one by 6, 16-10.
If you check out our Twitter poll, you get to vote who you are most aligned with. Then, of course, feel free to comment. Like, we have a commenter here. All of them are wrong. Penn State will win 56-9. So, you know, there's that. And then people are just smack-talking, which is always fun to see, because we've been loving the celebrity smackdown that we've been having between Paul and Corey.
Yeah, Nadine taking some shots at Corey Heppala.
That's right.
I like that.
So Nadine is winning right now. Her prediction was Minnesota 21, Penn State 17. She's winning with 47% of the votes on Twitter. And shockingly, Paul is second. So some people really do believe that Penn State's going to win. He has Penn State at 21, Minnesota 20. 25% of the votes say it's going to be Paul. 18% are with Corey. Corey said Minnesota 31, Penn State 30. And 10% are with Mr. Mike Max, Minnesota 16, Penn State 10. But comforting to know that Mike Max still chose Minnesota.
Yeah, I know. I think he's got maybe the most chops out of those people. He's got a lot of experience in sports, particularly here in the Twin Cities. And low scoring, but he did pick the Gophers to win. Now, remember, we asked Chad Hartman his vote would be. Mm-hmm. He would have voted for Paul's. It's the only one with Penn State winning, but he suggested a score of 27-21.
Oh,
Penn State.
Okay. Well, there
so
you
a
go.
A little higher scoring.
A little higher score. All right. So interesting. Check us out on Twitter. Mike Max hates Twitter, and Twitter is responding accordingly to Mike Max's picks today. But check us out on Twitter. Vote in the poll. Comment there. It's been really fun to go back and forth. And tomorrow the fun ends. The fun starts and ends.
Yeah.
And scores are settled after the game. We'll be keeping you posted.
Well, and Monday everybody gets to actually pay up on their bets and take responsibility for their claims, and we'll see what happens.
That's right, because we have been raising money for it. Bill Popp pledged $2,000 to Masonic Charities. John Schuster, $500. And I believe Motorworks BMW also pledged $500 for this bet. You know, the money is going to Masonic Charities over at the U.
Along with Paul's offer of the Peachy Paterno ice cream.
That's
and
right.
Then the KLM Family Brands is jumping in with some candy if it goes the other way.
So it's been really fun.
That's right.
So, been really fun. Go Gophers, but it's been really fun. Our other top trender of the day, GalaxyCon is taking over Minneapolis. As David came in today, he was, I'm not going to say assaulted, but I guess assaulted by the sight of Darth Vaders and robots everywhere. But they were very respectful, David, right? I mean, nobody tried to bring out a lightsaber and take you down.
No, I almost got run over by two Darth Vaders. I mean, that's a little strong, but there was also a robot in the skyway. A robot being driven down the skyway.
Being driven down the skyway.
Okay, yes. So that was interesting. And then a lot of characters I did not recognize. But yeah, kind of a takeover of that side of downtown.
So it's really fun. And the reason, of course, is because GalaxyCon is in Minneapolis. It started today. It goes through the 10th. You can meet celebrities. You can meet comics, from the movies, from science fiction, fantasy, anime, cartoons, video games, even wrestling, if you're a huge fan. Even if you're not, it is a sight to behold.
Yeah.
So you should go. It's like Halloween, but not.
My first thought was, oh, what are these crazy people doing? And then I realized that when the Super Bowl was here, I went to the convention center and went to the big NFL thing with all the different, kicked a field goal, and I was in awe of seeing the Lombardi Trophy. And look, people, there's no difference.
Nope.
And if you're not into sports and you're into other types of entertainment, then this is your place.
Your Super Bowl.
I'm the crazy nerd that goes and looks at a football trophy.
That's
Go crazy.
So bring it, dress up, because we love seeing it. I might just walk around downtown just to see the great costumes tomorrow. It's great fun. And did you receive a strange text? Maybe one that said, Happy Valentine's Day, or maybe one that was from a friend who you're not friends with anymore? Well, last night, many people in the United States and some in Canada got a bunch of texts that were originally sent out around Valentine's Day of 2019. Now, the folks never received the text messages in the first place, and the people who sent the messages had no idea that they'd never been received, so they didn't try to resend those texts. Now, your phone, whatever phone you have, doesn't matter. They are both on iPhones and Android phones, who have been having these troubles. Also, a lot of the U.S. carriers were involved. T-Mobile and Sprint, I believe, had most of the complaints, and AT&T and Verizon were mentioned as well. So regional U.S. carriers and even through Canada experienced the delays. No one's really exactly sure why this happened. It says, at fault seems to be a system of multiple cell carriers used for messaging. The Sprint spokesperson said there was a maintenance update last night that caused the error. But I don't know why, if the maintenance update was last night, why it would have caused the error. The accident probably happened on February 14th of 2019 of this past year. Whatever the problem, these messages had been lost in cyberspace, and now they have been delivered. The thing is, some of the people who have sent the messages aren't with us anymore. There are instances of people waking up to distressing text messages. One woman said she received a message from an ex-boyfriend who died. Another received a message from a best friend who is now dead. Another woman described receiving a text from her sister saying that mom is doing well and she's upbeat. And she knew the message was sent a while ago because their mother passed away in June. Yeah. There was a report of one woman who said she got a text message that was from a boyfriend who is now her ex-boyfriend. But she said it was actually kind of nice and it opened up to a short text conversation. So maybe she got some closure on that. So if you received a weird text message, no, nobody is speaking to you from the dead. It was just some bizarre technology snafu, although maybe it was people from beyond in their way of communicating, so I can't really say for sure. But bizarreness was happening on your phone overnight. Just a heads up on that if you get some weird messages. Going to take a break because our own Henry Lake is at the Skyway Studio right in Target Center. We have a home game against Golden State tonight, and Mike Max predicts a big win for the Timberwolves. We'll talk to Henry to see if he agrees.
Paul and Jordana.
Henry Lake is at the Skyway Studio over in Target Center getting ready for the Timberwolves versus Golden State. Hey, Henry.
How you doing, Jordana?
You know, I'm well. Thank you so much.
Are you used to, are you ready for the darkness that's setting in? Because I just finished working out at the Lifetime inside of Target Center, and as I came up, I'm saying to myself, I'm like, gosh, it's already dark out.
Yeah, it's a little depressing, I know.
It gets little bit, depressing.
So you're clearly not ready for it. Your seasonal affective
disorder. Yeah, I'm not ready for it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not ready for it. I'm ready for Wolves basketball, though. I'm looking forward to tonight's game.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk about the game tonight. We had Mike Max on a few minutes ago, and he said that a lot of the Golden State players are out. Didn't Steph Curry? What did he break? A wrist? Break an ankle? He broke something.
Yeah, he broke a bone in his hand. So he's going to be out. It sounds like a couple of months. So you've got Steph Curry that's out. You've got Klay Thompson. We knew he was going to be out with the torn ACL that he had in the NBA Finals last year. And then you have Draymond Green. He likes to trash talk. I don't think he'll be trash talking here for the short term because he's out right now with a ligament that's messed up in his hand. So he's going to be out a little bit.
Okay, so do you
at least for this road trip, it sounds like.
Great. So is it just because they're beat up that we're going to do so well?
Well, I don't want to say that we're going to do so well. I mean, I anticipate a win. You know, like if you can't beat the Warriors with them going through all of these injuries right now, when will you ever beat the Golden mm-hmm. State Warriors, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you got to take advantage of a team and keep them down when they are down. But, you know, the other night against the Memphis Grizzlies, you would have anticipated a victory with Karl-Anthony Towns being back with the team, and they just didn't play defense the other night. So, but I think that they'll play better in front of the hometown crowd tonight.
Okay. Let's talk a little predictions. Let's talk about the big game tomorrow. As I mentioned,
Predictions? We're doing predictions now?
Well, here's the deal. Paul and Mike Max and Nadine Babu and Corey Heppala and even Chad Hartman did make predictions for the game tomorrow. Mm. And we have a Twitter poll up, so check it out, Henry, okay? At WCCR Radio. Paul is the only one to predict Penn State to win, obviously, as a Penn State alum. It's also wishful thinking. So he said it's going to be Penn State 21-20. Mike Max said it's going to be Gophers 16-10. Nadine says Minnesota 21-17. Okay. Corey says Minnesota 31-30. And what did Chad say? I can't remember his prediction, David.
Chad is going with Penn State 27-21.
So
that's two people saying Penn State.
Correct.
And I'm gonna be the third. I'm gonna go with Penn State. I'll say 24-20. Now I'm rooting for the Gophers. Clearly, you know, I want to roll the boat. I want this team to continue to win, but Penn State's really, really good. They got a balanced team, but their defense is second in the country, second in the nation in stopping the run, and that's what the Gophers do well. So I think that's where the game is going to be won or lost for the Gophers is if they can run the football, they will be able to pull off an upset. If they're not able to really establish the run, then I think it could be a long day for the Golden Gophers.
Okay. All right.
But I'll go 24-20, but I'm hoping it's going to be 24-20 Golden Gophers.
24-20 Golden Gophers. All right, you heard it here first. Again, we understand no crystal ball. We don't expect, you know, we're not going to hold you to it, but we have some pretty severe smack talking going on around here. There's bets, there's money flying around, there's licorice flying around.
Hey, don't take what I say and go fly to Vegas tonight. Don't do that. Don't do that because you might end up losing your money.
I might lose. Yeah, okay. Well, don't worry, Henry. I wasn't planning on that. What I was planning on doing is the happy hour at 5:30. So that is our next segment. But while we have you, Henry, what is making you happy tonight?
What is making me happy tonight? I guess one of the things that's making me happy is the fact that the Golden Gopher football team is relevant. Like, how many years have we had Golden Gopher football and we look at it and we're just kind of beaten down by the fact that we haven't been a part of any big-time games. Right now, you're in a situation where you're undefeated, right? You are debating it and putting it out there that you need to be a part of ESPN College Game Day, right? And Game Day even acknowledges you, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm really happy that we have a big game here at TCF Bank Stadium tomorrow with the Golden Gophers against Penn State, and there's a lot on the line for both teams because Penn State is in the college football playoff rankings top four, and the Golden Gophers are trying to establish themselves as a national team just from the perspective of this is a big-time game, and if you can win this game and get this upset, then I think that everybody around the country will view the Gophers differently.
Henry, I know that you have followed the Gophers closely for a long time now, and there's people that are throwing out stats like this is the biggest Gopher game in 10 years or 20,
really?
Or some people have said decades, up to 40 or 50
years. Well, P.J. Fleck earlier in the week said it was one of the biggest games in the history of Minnesota Golden Gopher football history.
Wow. So
I mean,
you,
that's what P.J. Fleck
you
said.
As a longtime Gopher fan, how do you put into perspective how big of a game this is in comparison to the last 10, 20 plus years?
Yeah, I can't. That's a great question. I can't think of a bigger game in recent history, at least from my perspective. Mm-hmm. It's been a while, man, right? I mean, around in these parts, we typically, what do we say? Oh, we hope to get into a bowl game, right? Now you're looking at a situation where you're probably going to be in a really good bowl game if you continue to collect some victories. So it's one of the bigger games in quite some time for Golden Gopher football.
And that's one of the unique things about college basketball. Because of the limited playoffs and the bowl games, you can have a regular season game. Look, it's only, you know, the second week of November, and we're saying, you know, it's not even a playoff game or anything like that, and we're saying it's one of the biggest games in years, if not decades.
If you pull off the upset tomorrow, you're in the top 10.
Henry, what does the rest of their season look like?
Well, this is the toughest part of their schedule because you're facing Penn State. You still got games against Iowa. You finished the year against Wisconsin. So, you've got the rivalry games where you got, like, trophies on the line. I mean, this is the toughest part of their schedule, no question about it. You got Northwestern, too. So that's the final four teams that you're facing, those four that I just named.
Okay. All right, so uphill battle from here, but tons of momentum.
We got faith.
Tomorrow, again, you're not betting for them.
I'm not putting my money on the Gophers, but I'm clearly rooting for the Gophers.
Absolutely, Henry. Okay, we will be listening to you. You got a pregame, and then, of course, listen to Henry after the show. You take calls on the game?
Yes, I do. We take calls on the call-in show right after Timberwolves basketball is over.
Right after the big win.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you, sir. Really
appreciate
it. All right,
take care. Have fun with the happy hour.
Thank you. And that is next. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. That is also the place where you can text me. 651-989-9226. I open up the text line and we will read your text on the air. See what you got to say about the happy hour. What is making you happy? This is making me happy. This isn't really my happy, but this did just come across. Have you heard, David, and this is something to think about for this week,
okay,
of a dopamine fast?
No.
A dopamine fast.
Never heard anything about that.
Just read something about this during the break. No eating, no screen time, no music, no exercise. Those are some things that people do on a dopamine fast. It's a new fad in the world of tech, okay? And it's endless. Basically, they say it's a stimulation fast because dopamine is the neurotransmitter that is involved in pleasure. That's the, you know, you, dopamine gets triggered in your brain when you get pleasure. And of course, when somebody likes your post, all of that stuff, you get pleasure. So folks in Silicon Valley are doing a dopamine fast. They're off their phones. They're off their computers. Even exercise gives you dopamine, and they are just being not stimulated at all. Think of just like endless meditation. I guess they can drink, but they're not even eating or listening to music. So something interesting to think about. What would your life be like, even just for a few hours, really, in the afternoon, if you had a stimulation fast? Food for thought. As we head into the happy hour. Hopefully you're not fasting during the happy hour. Maybe you're out for happy hour. Maybe you're having a fun cocktail. I want to hear what is making you happy. 651-989-9226. Happy hour next.
Paul and Jordana. It's Friday. Work's done. Time for happy hour.
It's time, my friends, for the happy hour. If you're on Facebook, we are on Facebook Live, on the phone at 651-989-9226, and on the text line at 651-989-9226. It is our favorite part of the week. The happy hour is ultimately our favorite segment, and it's only great because you join us in it. Tim is in Frogtown calling in. What is making you happy, Tim?
I'm spending time with my mom for this extended weekend.
What are you guys going to do?
Hang out. Of course, check on the Gopher game. And
yeah.
Everybody that's going for Penn State, I don't even want to touch them. You know, I'm not even going to go there.
That's right. I like a little smack talk. Well, Tim, enjoy your long weekend and go Gophers. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Al's in Albert Lea. Al, what's making you happy, sir?
Well, today's my wife and I's 39th anniversary. So tomorrow we're taking a few days off and heading down to Florida, to Miami. We're really looking forward to it.
How many years you married, sir?
39.
Wow. Okay, what's the secret?
Love of my life.
What's the secret to a great marriage?
She's crazy, wacky, makes everything fun.
See, no moderation. Crazy and wacky. Al, yep. Enjoy and congratulations. That is Yeah, that is a happy man. Appreciates his wife and all her crazy wackiness, and it keeps things fun. Maybe not in moderation. Let's see. I think I know this next caller. Let's see. Marley, what's making you happy?
Hi.
Hi, babe. This is my oldest.
How are you?
We were texting during the break because Marley is very happy today. So why don't you share with the group, love, what's making you happy?
I'm really happy because tonight we're having a Shabbat at my house. And my history teacher is coming, and my boyfriend is flying in from out of town. And I'm excited to my mom.
Oh, honey, I love you so much. I hope the house is ready. The food smells good.
Yes. Do you want to hear what Ruby's happy about?
Yes. Pass it over. This is my baby,
Here
Ruby.
Here you go.
Oh, honey, I love you. Hi, Rubes.
Hi, mom.
Oh, what's making you happy, baby girl?
It's Shabbat. That makes me happy.
Oh, that makes me happy, too. I hope you guys helped Mark set everything up.
Yes. I just got upstairs from making the salad.
Oh, you're the best. I love you so much. Okay, I love you guys. I can't wait to see you. I'll be home soon.
I love you.
Love you, too. Bye, babies.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to do mine now. I'm verklempt. I'm so happy that my girls called in and to tell me what they were happy about. Could you die from them, David?
Oh, they are so sweet.
He's so sweet.
Doesn't that make you want to just get out of here and go home?
Yes, I need to run away right now.
Give them a hug and have dinner.
I want to be there for Shabbat. They love it. They get everything ready. They work so hard, and it's a great night. So, I'll be home soon, babies. Terry's in Nisswa. Terry, what's making you happy, hon?
Hey, I am going to Split Rock Lighthouse on Sunday to see the 44th annual lighting of the lighthouse in honor of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That is so beautiful. So you've been to this lighting before?
Yes, last year my daughter and I went, and we're going again this year.
Oh, isn't that nice? I imagine it's very emotional, too.
Well, it is. My husband's father, he worked on the Orbos, and he disappeared back in 1957, and from somewhere between Ashtabula, Ohio, and Straits Mackinac. So, yeah, it is quite exciting and sad at the same time.
Well, Terry, dress warmly and enjoy. Thank you for sharing that little history lesson. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. 651-989-9226. Let's hit some of your texts, okay? Let's see. Hey, Jor, I'm happy because it's after 5 and I'm off work. The weather's going to be awesome tonight for our bonfire. Thanks, Leonard from St. Paul's East Side. Oh, Leonard, enjoy. Right? Nice hot smoking fire. You got the s'mores going, a couple of nice beers, maybe a hot toddy. Wait, what was Adam drinking again? What's the special drink they drink when they're deer hunting?
It was blackberry cordial. And I was just texting Adam to send us a picture of the big buck that he shoots tomorrow morning.
So excellent.
Hopefully we'll can share that.
And he can enjoy his blackberry cordial. That's right. 651-989-9226. This texter writes, I bounced back around between my mom and dad for a few years. Now I'm moving back and forth, but I'm finally staying put. I miss my mom a lot. Well, I'm happy that you have some stability. So I'm glad you are staying put. Jor, what's making me happy? My blood pressure went from 190 to 139 over... Oh, no, no. 190 over 139 to 120 over 80. Wow. And this texter writes, all by switching to Geico. No, he says, just kidding. It was by switching doctors. That is fantastic. 190 to 139 to 120 over 80. Good for you. We cannot give credit to Geico, but we can give credit to you and your doctor. That's fantastic work. Excellent. Mark's in Lakeville. Mark, what's making you happy, sir?
Two things. Number one, that I'm a member of the VFW here in Lakeville. And number two, that it is Veterans Day weekend with Veterans Day falling on Monday.
Yes. Very nice. A long weekend. And are you taking the day to honor other veterans and yourself, sir?
Absolutely. We are having a veterans dinner down at the Trinity Church tonight. We, as our VFW group, is going around to senior citizen homes over the weekend and visiting with all the people there and having breakfast and presenting the flag. It's a great weekend. It really is. And the best thing about it is I'm a Vietnam vet, and we are finally getting some nice recognition.
You know what? Thank you for your service, Mark. We are honored that you called in. We're so grateful to have you as one of our heroes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Mark. Absolutely. And in fact, speaking of Veterans Day, we are going to talk about Veterans Day on Monday, of course, on the show. And we're also going to talk about children of active military. Some active military get bounced around quite a bit. So the kids are often bounced around from school to school. Well, now there is a new option for kids to have a consistent school and involves, of course, technology. And we're hopefully people are always looking for ways to make our active military and veterans' lives better. And we hope this is one of them.
Yeah, I mean, a big story of kids that grow up in military families is where did you live? What school did you go to? And that shapes your life a lot looking forward. And hopefully this is a way to have another option for people in that situation.
Exactly. And some consistency and some calm for the parents, too. Not always worried about their kids because they're moving for their military career, which we are grateful for. Some of your texts say this at 651-989-9226. Also, if you're not in your car, you can turn on Facebook because we are streaming Facebook Live. And you can post away right there what's making you happy on Facebook. Some of your texts say this. Renville County West Jaguars 9-man football made it to state.
Yes.
They made it to state. First time in history playing tonight in Buffalo. Go Jaguars.
Yes, I love that. There's going to be a lot of that going around this weekend as high school football is heating up around the state.
Huge football. Huge high school football night. And Mike Max is doing a special high school radio rally. It's not radio rally. It's a high school football rally with Frank Vassalero on TV.
That's right, on Channel 4.
On Channel 4. Hey, Joram, going out to dinner to celebrate friends and my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, Tim and Mary and my beloved wife, Sarah. Oh, Tim, you are so sweet. We heard from two wonderful couples tonight.
I love that.
Anniversary and a birthday. Let's see. Joram, spending a long weekend in Door County, wine and shopping with my girl.
There you go. Cherry wine is, I believe, the specialty over there. They have a lot of cherry orchards in Door County.
In Door County.
That's right.
Wow. So glad you guys are having such a great time this weekend. I appreciate it, and we do love hearing about it. While David tells us, we have some lines open, 651-989-9226. David, what's making you happy?
Well, this is something that I wouldn't have thought about until I became a father about a year and a half ago, but I am so thankful for the people that are in my daughter's life, which, I mean, it's one of the things you don't think about, and then you have a kid, and I realize we have a lot of people, friends and family, that are a huge part of my daughter's life, even at a year and a half years old. And one of those people is my brother-in-law, who lives in Arkansas, and he will be heading up here for a week. He's leaving tomorrow morning, driving up here. He'll hang out for the week. And I'm excited about him being a part of my daughter's life more than even seeing him, I think. And it's great to have good people around, and he's one of those people.
So is he coming up just to hang with you guys, or is he coming to go hunting?
That's a good question. He is not coming to go hunting. Oh. He's coming just to hang with us. And he's got one of those jobs where he can work remotely like a lot of younger people do. And he can come up here for a week, not take any time off work, and just, you know, work from our kitchen table and hang out with us on nights and weekends.
So. What a thoughtful happy saying that about the people that are surrounding your daughter, because you know it takes a village.
Yeah. Well, and it's a big deal because for a variety of reasons, my daughter's grandparents aren't able to be as big a part of their life as they want it to be for a variety of reasons. And because of that, it takes an even bigger village to raise a kid.
I totally get it. In fact, we're lucky enough to be getting a visit from our little granddaughter tonight. She was supposed to be watched by a different babysitter, her other grandmother, who unfortunately got a cold. So they're bringing the baby to us. I'm glad to be able to help out. Cannot wait to have that little one an extra Shabbat guest. We absolutely love it. Hey, Jor, this is Wolf chasing the beer truck. Wayne, hold down the fort to hold the fort down to Jordana. That's great. Hey, Jor, going to a Timberwolves game with my son who just turned 18. Oh, excellent. And you know what? Go Wolves. Go Wolves. We have a good chance on that one. Jor, I'm spending the night with a delightful woman I have ever known. We're celebrating 11 and a half years together, married for over 7 years. Congratulations. Wonderful. That was from Deb. Oh, I think her name is Deb from Paul and Coon Rapids. I'm not sure. The text got a little jumbled. So thank you from Paul and Coon Rapids. I think your love is Deb. Let's see. Paul is in Coon Rapids. Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
did you just text me?
That was my text. Yeah, we dance a lot together, ballroom dancers, and I'm a lucky guy. I got a wonderful woman, and every day is a celebration with her. And we were preparing for an upcoming showcase performance, and so
are you dancers?
Even more, pardon me.
Are you dancers? What's a showcase performance?
Ballroom dance. Showcase performance is where people show off their dancing talent. It's not a competition, but people dancing with their instructors or couples who dance with each other, and they're working on choreography that they've been learning or other just fancy dance moves that they've known. And some are beginners and some are top end, and a lot of them are right in the middle. And it's a whole lot of fun. We got a showcase coming up Sunday before Thanksgiving, and we're looking forward to it. And so
I give it a plug. Where is it that people can come and see you?
The location is called the In Motion Dance Center. It's at Fridley, just off of 81st and University Avenue. And the club that we dance with in there is called Awakened Dance. It's run by a very lovely and sweet young lady by the name of Janelle Donne. And
In Motion Dance Center, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. Go see Paul and is your lovely bride, Deb.
Yep, and she'll be dancing. And the spelling on In Motion, it's apostrophe, lowercase N, and then the word motion. So enter that in the search, you'll find us.
Paul, I so appreciate that call, and thank you for the good tip on something to do. I hope you and Deb have a great night. Isn't that sweet?
That's one of those things I think most people wish they knew how to dance better than they do, right?
Sure.
And I don't know that, like most people, I'm going to take time to learn. But boy, if I wish I could dance a little better. That'd be nice.
Wouldn't that be? And your wife would appreciate that too, by the way.
Yes, more than I would.
Yes. Handsome husband is an excellent dancer.
Okay.
He is. He's an excellent dancer. This texter writes, all my guys are deer hunting near Rochester. I'm footloose and fancy free.
Oh.
Yes, mama. That's right. You enjoy. You enjoy. Kick them out of the house. Absolutely. Jor, I'm actually heading to Fort Wayne tomorrow for a Lutheran music conference. Should be fun. Enjoy. It will be fun. Enjoy a music conference. Fantastic. So thank you so much for playing. I loved every minute of the happy hour. We share it. We enjoy each other together. It only works when you participate. So thank you for all the calls and all of the texts. But we're out of time. It's 5:47. That means that's a Wicks and Jewelers time check. Shop an unrivaled collection of jewelry and watches with an incredible level of personalized service at Wicks and Jewelers in Bloomington.
Paul and Jordana.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.